This is Indika, who I have the pleasure to talk with today.
Anna.
Anna, nice to meet you. Let's start with something simple today. What do you have for breakfast this morning?
Cereal.
Okay, that's a good option.
Honey yogurt.
Honey yogurt one, even better. Okay, so let's start with the questions here. When you think about the process of voting in the United States, where would you say you are on this scale between trust and distrust? Where would you position it yourself?
Oh,
from 10
to
0.
I'm like a 7.
A 7, okay. Let's move this a little bit here. A 7, perfect. So, can you share the story of why you picked that spot? Like, what made you position yourself in the 7?
I think I trust the process, but I think I have some healthy dose of skepticism, just mostly because of the way our elections are financed. That even though I trust the system and I trust individual actors, it's hard to know that, you know, it's that we're like seeing like real quote unquote democracy, just given like even just getting on a ticket, I'm, you know, it's like who has that many millions of dollars?
That's true. Yeah. Interesting point. Yeah. So like what would happen? What would have to happen so that you could trust the voting system like on the 10? What would happen so that you can like put yourself on the 10 here?
I think we'd have to, I mean, I think Citizens United was probably like race to the bottom in trusts related to like financing of elections. And I just think that corporations are not people and that democracy needs to have our voices aren't as diluted if we can't participate more fully than it is if the way that financing happens that sort of buys votes in ways. This is not the most articulate way to describe it, but I really think it comes down to the maybe Citizens. Yeah, what would have to happen? We'd have to like out of here on the Citizens United stuff.
Interesting. So it will be just like kind of distancing from corporations and focusing more on people and especially financing, right?
Yeah, I mean, I have family and acquaintances from a lot of different places that have slightly, it seems, more functioning democracies that don't spend all of their time even in inter-election years. I mean, we could solve a lot of health and social problems for the amount we spend on elections. We spend all the money fighting about if we should like hire the person to solve it rather than just like fixing things. This really comes down to like the kind of decisions that we make as like, you know, about shared understandings and of like humanistic values. And I don't think corporations represent those very well.
Perfect. Wow. Thank you so much for your viewpoint and your perspective. And I don't know if you'd like to share anything else related to the voting system, the level of trust, any like related stories?
Nothing really trust-wise, but I will say, you know, like I can see that you have like you've done this kind of outreach with kids, and it's super exciting. Like my polling place happens to be in a high school next door to where we currently are, and I've been voting there for 12 years, and my kids have come with me. I can't even count how many times. And the very first time we took him to the little recreational basketball league, he like stopped short and he looked around and he goes, "Basketball, but this is where we come to vote." And it was one of those moments where I just like felt I was winning as a parent.
Yeah. Okay, that's a good one.
Like, what else do you go to a gym for?
Yeah,
like, right? That's what you go to a gym for.
Yeah. Kids, being kids. Love them. Perfect. So now, if you're okay with that, we should move on to our challenge.
Yeah.
And it's how to teach a kid to vote challenge, right? So how would you explain a kid what is voting? If your kid asked you, "Mom, what is voting?" How would you explain that to him?
Maybe get my kids and ask them.
Oh, we could do that too.
Sitting in the corner.
You wanna move there?
Yeah, sure.
Let's go.
I have to peel him away from the Nintendo.
Hello. This is Indika from the story card.
Say hi.
Who I have the pleasure to talk with.
Huh?
What's your name?
Ezra.
Israel. Okay. Nice to meet you. So, do you guys know what is voting?
Yes.
Yes? How would you describe me what is voting? What happens when you vote?
So, basically, well, I don't really know how to explain it.
Okay, that's fine.
Can you think of like a word that, like a synonym, Ezra?
No.
You guys do a lot of surveys at school. Can you, like when you ask people their favorite stuff, right? What can you tell us? What do you think? I need you to pause the game for a minute.
I don't know how to pause it.
You don't know how to pause it.
It's okay. It's okay. But do you know?
You vote at school. You take surveys with your classmates. Can you tell them what you vote with your classmates on? Like, you guys do lots of surveys in their classrooms about places people go or colors or animals, all sorts of stuff. And then they make tallies and they do surveys for science and for social studies topics.
That's one of the examples of voting, right?
Yes.
So what happens there? What do you guys do when that happens? How is a voting system? What do you do in that process? Do you know that?
And everybody votes for the same thing in your survey in class.
That thing then it's mommy's.
It's okay.
Yesterday was the last day of school.
It was the last day. Oh, that's so valid. We just don't want to think about
we've
it.
We've moved on.
That's perfect. Yeah, it's okay. Don't worry.
That's
right? All right. No, yeah, perfect.
Thanks for trying. God.
Thank you, guys. So thank you so much for sharing your ideas with us today.
Kids are non-compliant.
No, I really hope you can enjoy your day today.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you.